Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our episode featuring breaking beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider hair, makeup, and skin tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Hey, Carlene.
Hey, Jill.
How's it going?
It's hot, girl.
Well, you guys are listening to The Glowdown. We are sitting in my office. It's sweltering. Mm-hmm. There's no air conditioning. We don't even have a fan on because it would pick up on the recording. So
the sacrifices we made.
I know. And we are discussing a very timely topic, natural deodorants, which I think has been on our to-do list to do a whole episode on this topic for 2.5 years, like since we first started.
Yeah. And now we're doing firsthand research right here.
Yeah.
There's no question. It's a huge category. I think, you know, like Mintel has issued a global market research report that 25% of U.S. consumers purchase natural deodorant. But even aside from that, we just know like all of our friends are into natural deodorant right now.
And I think natural deodorant really is sort of like that gateway into clean beauty. I feel like that's a place a lot of people start. They want to detox their armpits. They want to get rid of antiperspirant in their life.
Yeah. And you and I have both interviewed so many founders by now, but even for articles for magazines and all the clean beauty brands, so many of them, I've asked them, what's the best seller? What's the best seller? And they always say natural deodorant.
And so we have a very special guest in the house today. We've actually partnered with Schmidt's Naturals for this episode. And the founder herself, Jamie Schmidt, she is here and she's going to be on the mic and she's going to be busting all of the biggest beauty myths around natural deodorant that are currently flying around in the internet and Reddit. And there's just so many articles written about this topic. So we had to get the 101 basics from Jamie herself.
So we're going to be talking about what causes body odor, whether you actually need to detox your armpits, all the things.
And what have you been up to?
I just got back from a press trip. Mm-hmm. I went to New York with Neostrata, and that was great. And I'm going to fill you guys in on that in a future episode because I honestly learned so much.
Yeah.
And I got to visit Princeton, which is so cute. So yeah, I did that. It was only supposed to be an overnighter. And then the next day I go to show up at the airport at Newark and lo and behold, they've grounded all the flights. So let me tell you, I put my natural deodorant to the test because I'm like, I was walking around all day in New York. It was humid AF. And then I show up at the airport and like tears were practically falling down my face when I found out I couldn't go home.
Yeah.
And yeah, no doubt there was sweat. And I was impressed because the deodorant that I was using did work. Like the next morning, I sniffed my pits when I was lying in bed and they did not smell. I was shook.
We tested a whole bunch, and at the end of this episode, we're going to sort of weigh in with which ones we loved. And a lot of you guys suggested so many to try in our Facebook chat room. So we tried to call a lot of those in. But before we get to all of that, and before we get to Jamie, maybe off the hop, let's do just a little 101 reminder about the difference between antiperspirant and deodorant.
Absolutely.
Put your journalist hat on here. Yeah,
I think it's important because, you know, deodorant is not going to stop you from sweating.
Right.
So I think you just need to manage that expectation. Deodorants don't reduce the wetness. They just reduce the bacteria that thrive in that perspiration and cause the odor. So when you sweat and before it mixes with that bacteria, the sweat itself does not smell.
Yeah. Whereas on the other hand, antiperspirants, they use aluminum compounds to temporarily clog your sweat glands. So you're actually not perspiring.
Yeah.
So that's a major difference.
Yeah.
And I think when you do make the switch, that is, people think that a deodorant maybe will give you those same sort of results. It is about managing those expectations.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that we didn't find, because we called in like 10 or 20 different deodorants and tried them all, we didn't find a natural antiperspirant. As far as I know, that doesn't really exist. But you were saying you found one on the net. We will admit we did not try it. And I don't know what is stopping the sweat if it's not aluminum.
Green Beaver, which is a really indie Canadian brand, they have one that they call a natural antiperspirant. Disclaimer, we have not tried it. I'm not sure what they're using, but an antiperspirant by definition stops you from sweating. So, but regardless, most people that want to switch to natural deodorant, they still want to sweat.
Yeah, because otherwise, where are all those toxins? Like all that stuff that your body is trying to get rid of, where is that going?
Exactly.
If it's not coming out your pits. Mm-hmm. Like that in itself, I think people are starting to switch their mindset and understand like, oh, maybe that's healthy.
Yeah, maybe that's good for me.
Yeah.
So
exactly. So much to unpack here.
Absolutely. So that's why we partnered with Schmidt's Naturals, and they're really killing it right now. They have so many celebrities that love them. Alicia Silverstone was one of the first, fitness influencer Hannah Bronfman. And then they have a huge name that they're coming out with a special collaboration with in the fall. And Jamie must have just been dying to tell us about this, but she obviously wasn't able to like reveal the information while she was sitting here.
Yeah. So it's Canada's own Justin Bieber is officially the face of Schmidt's. And literally, who could have predicted that?
I mean, he's on a journey right now, so maybe it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So the collaboration is called Here and Now. And you were saying you picked up a little Us Weekly on your flight home.
Yeah, so that's where I read about it. The name is said to be a nod to Bieber's new attitude and openness about mental health and a reminder to be appreciative of every moment of life. So I don't know. Apparently, he designed the label artwork. He formulated the scent itself. And actually, I think that's one thing that's cool about Schmidt's is it's very unisex.
Yes.
Where you can't say that for all of them. Like Tom's, just even the name, it feels like it's more for a dude.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, something like Mega Babe. I don't foresee my husband using that one.
Right.
So Schmidt's is kind of, you know,
gender neutral. And they're just on a huge, like their trajectory right now is just going up. I mean, they were acquired by Unilever in 2017. They're free of phthalates, of parabens, of PEG, like of synthetic fragrances. So this is just going to take them to that whole next level, partnering with the Biebs.
Yeah, exactly. And because I think what we're starting to see now, Jamie was in town because they're rolling out more in Canada.
That's
so if you're based here and you aren't familiar with the product, you will soon start seeing it on way more store shelves and at mass retailers.
Yeah, and the price point is great too. It's like under $10.
Yeah.
So we've talked forever here. So without further ado, here is Myth Busting Natural Deodorants with Jamie Schmidt. This is such a sexy topic. Myth or fact, you need to detox your armpits before making the change to natural deodorant.
In my opinion, that's a myth. There is a lot of talk about this detox process, which I think some people experience and others don't. When I say detox, some of the things we've heard are, some people might experience excessive sweating, maybe excessive odor. Other people might have skin irritations. It all just depends on your own body. I've known people who were able to switch with zero implication. I mean, they just an easy transition. My dad is a great example. My poor dad, I talk about his armpits a lot. But he's a good example because he's, you know, a 71-year-old man. He had been using antiperspirants his entire life. And then when I started formulating Schmitz, I gave him some of my deodorant and he was able to switch over with zero issue. You know, somebody who had been using these other brands, you know, for his entire life. And he switched no problem at all.
Really?
It's a very personal experience to each of us.
Okay. Myth or fact, a lot of people are using exfoliating facial toners under their arms. So we're talking about like a Pixi Glow Tonic or, you know, the famous P50. So is that a myth or a fact that exfoliating can help under your pits?
I'd say a fact based on my experience and what I've heard from other customers. It's true that exfoliating will help remove, you know, dead skin cells that'll build up underneath the arm. And I think it's just good practice for keeping the skin healthy.
Myth or fact, performance-wise, deodorants don't help with the wetness factor. You still perspire.
That depends. Mm-hmm. Scientifically, I would say it's a fact. Natural deodorants don't have the aluminum that'll block your pores to stop the sweat. However, some formulas like Schmitz have a blend of powders in there that'll help contribute to a drier feeling.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
What powders do you use?
We use a mix of arrowroot powder and sodium bicarbonate. Mm-hmm. And then some of our formulas have magnesium hydroxide.
Cool. Okay. So that kind of leads into our next question, which is myth or fact, if you have sensitive skin, the sodium bicarbonate or baking soda in deodorants can cause irritation. Is that a myth or fact?
Again, it's going to depend on the person. There's some people will have a sensitive or a skin, you know, potentially a skin reaction to a deodorant, and whether, you know, that's caused by baking soda or not is debatable. Mm-hmm. Some people believe, you know, every experience they've had with a baking soda deodorant has caused problems for them. So it's probably fair to assume that that's not a good fit for them.
Yeah.
But there's no, you know, again, scientific evidence that shows that baking soda is going to, you know, be problematic for somebody's armpits. For some, I mean, I've heard of some people who use just straight up baking soda in their armpits with nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just loading it in there with zero issue.
So it works just like it does in your fridge. It just like
sucks it's up a really, really odor. Effective odor control. Yeah. We do. Schmitz does offer an alternative though, because we are aware that some people might have some sensitivities to it. So we have a formula that uses magnesium instead.
And how does magnesium work?
Similarly, it just helps absorb the moisture and just kind of create sort of a nicer, creamier feeling too, and a barrier on the skin. With Schmitz, it's really about the combination of ingredients. Every individual ingredient serves its own purpose. However, the magic is really in where those ingredients come together and work together to, you know, help with the odor and the wetness control.
Let's take a break for a minute to chat about our friends at Ritual.
Guys, we need to tell you about Ritual Essential Vitamin for Women. It's totally reinventing the vitamin game and my morning routine.
I think because they've done all the research to figure out what we're not actually getting enough of in our food, it's like the easiest form of self-care that you can do. Like a candle is great, but is it really helping your health, Jill? Is it?
I know if I take two Ritual capsules in the morning, even if I have a really bad lunch, like if I have table fries, probably going to happen, I'm still getting those 9 essential nutrients in one capsule.
Yeah, it turns out you don't actually need 20 different vitamins and minerals in your capsule every day. So they did the research for us. They figured out if you're a woman today, you really only need these 9 essential minerals and vitamins: folate, omega-3, vitamin 12, vitamin D3, iron.
There's K2, boron, vitamin E, magnesium. I know myself, I'm so happy about the vitamin B12. Need that energy boost. Mm-hmm. So all of that is wrapped up into this one really sexy little capsule, frankly.
Oh my God, you were Instagramming. You were giving away our secrets this morning and Instagramming our pregame Ritual.
Yeah.
But they're so Instagram friendly. They really do look like a designer vitamin. It's like gold. It's sexy. It's jet setting. It's Michael Kors. It's got cool fonts on it. It's awesome.
And they taste like mint too, which I love. And they even have GIFs for our Instagram stories, which is so much fun.
This is on brand for you for sure. Anyway, what else can you get for $1 a day that's designer? Like not even a stick of gum.
I can't think of a single thing, honestly. So I know you're all about the subscription-based services because this delivers multivitamins right to your door. Like Tell everybody your hashtag.
Well, everybody knows it now, hopefully. Keep it going, guys. My hashtag is lazy/busy. So real talk, better health does not happen overnight. We know that anytime you're trying to make a lifestyle switch, it takes a little bit of time. So right now, Ritual is offering Breaking Beauty listeners in the US 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/beauty and you can start your own ritual today.
So that's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/beauty. Now back to today's episode.
Okay, so myth or fact, deodorants do not stain your clothes.
I would say, I know you guys want me to come out with a straight myth or fact. It's going to depend on, are you using it the right way? So if you're putting on too much deodorant, that could be a problem, right? If you're lathering it on, it's going to leave something on your clothes. Some of it actually has to do with body chemistry too. Mm-hmm. We've known some customers, and I've heard this from other brands too, that if there's just the formula is not working with their body chemistry for whatever reason, and that is causing this discoloration of shirts. So I like to give the advice, one, not use too much. And then also let the product absorb into the skin before you get dressed. Mm-hmm. That helps. And what I do personally is even just kind of with a towel or a tissue, just blot off any excess before I put my shirt on, and that takes care of any potential issues.
Just walk around naked for a while.
Exactly.
Let them air out. So how much is too much? Like, are you talking just like two, like up and down?
Right.
Two is good or
we
what?
We say a few swipes per pit. I think it'll depend on what works best for you, trial and error. You'll see that being a common theme in my messaging, is to really, be patient and really figure out for yourself what's going to be the best approach.
Well, I think it's impressive that you just even have it in the stick format, because I think some natural deodorants struggle with that, right?
So glad
just
you brought
that up. Crumbles and falls apart.
That was one of the biggest challenges for me throughout this, growth of the business was, I started Schmitz in a jar. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There were several reasons. One is that I really enjoyed the sustainable aspect of the glass. I thought that was a great fit for, where my values were. And also they looked beautiful. It was a nice alternative to the plastic. But the third reason that a lot of people probably didn't even realize is that it was hard to formulate a stick. Mm-hmm. When you're using natural ingredients, you can't just take your jar formula and pour it into a stick and, that's going to work perfectly. You have to think about things like, the ability for the dial to turn up and not get stuck. The texture of the deodorant has to glide. Mm-hmm. And when you're not using things, like propylene glycol to give it that slick consistency that we're used to with traditional deodorants, it's a real challenge.
Oh, that's what that does.
So it gives it that, that smooth slickness that makes it easy to apply.
Yeah.
So you'll notice differences in some of the natural deodorant textures. With Schmitz, we always encourage people to let it warm on contact with body heat for a few seconds. You'll notice when it touches your skin just for 2-3 seconds, and then it's a lot softer.
So take your time when you're
going up and down. And it doesn't take much time. It's just a few extra seconds.
I guess that's why so many natural deodorants are in a tub.
I think it's a good, easy segue into formulating. Mm. It's a lot easier. You're not dealing with the intricacies that come with the stick component.
Another one for you. Myth or fact, the best time to apply deodorant is before bed.
I've heard that to be a fact for some people, potentially a myth for others. I put it on in the morning. I shower in the morning, though, so I like to put it on after that. Mm-hmm. I know of people who shower at night and then they put it on at night. There are certain brands out there, too, where it's supposedly they'll work for like 3 days if you put it on before bed. And then, ours is, I recommend once a day after you shower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no more, the days are gone of you reapplying every 2 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
That's a lot to keep up with.
Myth or fact, your body gets used to natural deodorant and eventually it stops working. So you'll have to switch it up.
Ooh, I found that to be a myth. For me, I've been using Schmitz since I started formulating. So I've been using it for a good 9-10 years. It has not stopped working. Mm-hmm. I think that's true. I found that to be the case maybe with some hair care products I use and things, or maybe I just get bored, want to shake it up. Mm-hmm. But one thing I'll say to customers, if you are getting tired of, your Schmitz, or maybe switch it to a different scent, or maybe try out one of the other formulas and see how that works for you. There's so much variety in the Schmitz line that you have a lot of options to choose from.
On average, how many natural deodorants do people have to try before they find one that works for them? Because there is so much trial and error.
Right. I think when you're easing in, taking it slowly and paying attention to how your body responds, and you're in good shape.
All right.
right. Now that we've heard from Jamie, we're going to do a mini damn good segment to cap off the episode.
And a quick housekeeping note, we have put all of the deodorants that we've tested, they're like sprawled all over the table here, like 10 or 15 of them at least. All of the ones that we've tested, we put it on the blog, and here we're just going to focus mostly on the ones that we actually loved. And but if you guys want to read more in depth, check it out there. And you can link to our Amazon shop as well in our Instagram link in bio. So that's at Breaking Beauty Podcast on Instagram. Click our link and you'll be able to link out to our Amazon shop too, where we've listed a lot of these that we are talking about. So just a little housekeeping heads up.
So, Jill, is it really fair to say you tested these? Because don't you have like a genetic abnormality or something where, what is it? You don't sweat or you don't stink?
Okay. So I definitely sweat. I sweat all the time. Okay. I constantly sweat. But I do have this odd thing, I think, where I don't really have a lot of BO. Mm. Very rarely in my life have I caught a whiff of myself.
Not even when we were playing Ultimate Frisbee like 10 years ago?
My gym clothes do not smell like roses for sure. But at the end of the day, if I just like shower, and you know, just basic those hygiene things, for the most part I don't get BO. So I really a few years ago stopped sort of altogether wearing deodorant and antiperspirant because I was like, oh, I don't really need it.
So it must be about your pH, or you have a natural antibacterial
apparently there's a gene where like 2% of people don't smell at all, but I don't have that. I have on occasion, if I was like in the Sahara Desert for 30 days and didn't shower, guaranteed I would stink. But for the most part I don't. And fragrances, pretty much I have this anomaly as well where any fragrance will smell good on me. Where it never like goes off. So I think that's a pH thing as well.
Okay.
So,
so when you're testing these, I guess that's just something to keep in mind.
And, yes.
You know, we did mention before that deodorants still allow you to sweat. They don't have aluminum, but a lot of them do have absorbers, like wetness absorbers and odor absorbers that are going to keep you slightly more dry. So I guess for you, you'd be looking for that
just
kind
really
of thing.
Looking to get rid of sort of that clamminess, that clammy feeling. Definitely in the summer, I reach for deodorant more than I would any other time of year.
Great. So full transparency.
Yes,
that's
wanted
there.
To having, disclose.
Having said all of that, what's your fave?
Okay. So I tested one that a lot of people asked us to test, and this is from the new Lululemon self-care line.
Okay.
It is their anti-stink deodorant. There's 2 scents, black pepper and aloe. It's $18 US, $20 Canadian. What is interesting about this is that it says right on it that it's aluminum free because you should sweat but not stink. Okay. And I think it kind of is a bit cooling when you put it on because it's an aerosol. I think this is one of the only natural deodorants I've ever tried that is an aerosol.
Yeah.
Plenty of non-aerosol, Sage, which we love, Walita, which we love. But very interesting that they chose to go this route.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe in future, perhaps Lululemon, obviously associated with gym culture, maybe this is a more sanitary option. Maybe you'll see this popping up in like
SoulCycle,
Good Life, SoulCycle, that kind of thing. So, and it is meant to be gender neutral. So men and women can use this.
Really? Because I sprayed some, what's that, the pepper?
This one is the black pepper sandalwood. I wore this and I loved it. It smells more like a fine fragrance. And then they have an aloe version too.
Interesting. I did find it had a bit of a powdery scent to it. I can't imagine it on my guy, but you know, anything goes these days. So.
Yeah. And they say on their site that it's like a cool shower for your pits. So it is supposed to have like a cooling action.
Yeah.
So I thought that was
aerosol will. Although truth be told, I sprayed this when we did take one of this talk. And personally, it's like gets in my mouth a bit. I'm like, ugh!
Yeah. Well, I think any aerosol for sure. But I wanted to let people know that we did try that. And that was sort of my mini review on it and the points of difference about it. And then I wanted to give a couple shout outs, one to my friend Steph, because she was on our episode of Zero Waste Beauty. She's a big natural deodorant fan. So I asked her, of all the ones she's tried over the years, what one would she go out and rebuy? And she really liked No Pong, which is a paste deodorant in a tin that's out of Australia. And you actually like put it on your fingers, rub it under your pits. It's like $10. And Pong is slang in Australia and Britain for like stink. So it's No Pong deodorant. Yeah. And she really was a fan of that one. Yeah. And my friend Erin in Ottawa, she's a big natural deodorant fan as well. And she said she really likes Native. We tried to call that in, but didn't get here in time. Maybe we'll review it on a different episode. So you're the heavy duty tester. Let's get to what you really liked.
Yeah. Okay. So I told the story earlier about how I was stuck in New York and yada, yada, yada. And I brought two deodorants that
really, I think, ended up being my favorites. And one of them was Mega Babe.
Okay.
So that's the one that I was wearing on that faded day where I stayed an extra night. I tried the Rosy Pits scent. It does smell like roses. I personally didn't find it too cloying. You know, I can be scent sensitive. I found it was quite soft. This is, I mean, this is for chicks. I'm just going to say it. Or people who are like
female-minded.
It's like got a baby pink cap. It's sort
very
of
Instagrammable.
Rounded. The other thing I liked about it is when you put it on, it's very smooth. A lot of the natural deodorants are quite gritty. And this one goes on almost like a roll on. It was so, so smooth and clear. So I thought that was great. So overall, I give that the thumbs up. The other one that I liked was the Schmitz Bergamot and Lime. And so obviously we've been talking about Schmitz a lot in this episode. And that's because it is a hit. The branding is so different than what I just talked about for Mega Babe. I find it's more kind of all genders. Like the scents, if you think about Bergamot and Lime, which I wore, it's such a fresh scent. It feels like somebody just cut fresh lime beside you. And I could see my husband wearing the exact same thing.
And like we mentioned, the price point is so good on this one.
Yeah. So this one is $8 US, whereas the Mega Babe is $18. I definitely got the scentedness of it more. I found it like it was quite scented, but it's a very fresh smell. That
and it's
doesn't...
those essential oils coming through. I find they're always really powerful.
And I personally just don't find essential oil scents to be cloying at all. Whereas like if you spritz like a straight perfume in my face, like I have to be ready for it. I have to spray it like around my ankles and then, you know, so I thought that was great. And just like the performance was there. I didn't, I didn't find that it was like trickling all down my sides. It just kept everything kind of in check. But I also just want to add just top down overall, aside from products, my experience with natural deodorants, having tried them for at least 30 days, if not longer than that. And it was incredible how food was such a factor in terms of
you had a detox process.
How much I smelled and how I smelled. Like I found if I ate garlic, I could really smell it. If I ate certain spices, it could be sort of like Greek food that has a lot of herbs or samosas. I could completely smell the samosa coming out my armpit the next day. It was unbelievable. It was like a science experiment.
I think a lot of people will notice that if you're doing the detox, the transition from 100%. Antiperspirant to, because your body's just fully sweating again. It's detoxifying. It's getting rid of all of that stuff. So there is a bit of a period where you're getting used to some new scents maybe.
And truthfully, I don't know if that's ongoing. I haven't had anything, some of my favorite foods, I haven't had that in the last 2 weeks. So will it happen again? I'm not quite sure, but I can tell you that that was really interesting. And then at other times, food wasn't affecting things. There were moments where I was like, you know, getting a load of my own BO. And it was like, you know, scent is so connected to memory and stuff. And I was just like, it kind of brought back memories of like those hot, sweaty days, like a major makeout session or something. I don't know.
Pheromones on the loose.
There's something hot about it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So it's a whole new you. So are you going to stick to this natural deodorant then?
You know, the detox thing that is debatable. I've talked to some founders who have been like, I don't believe in detox. I'd have to go back and I can't remember now if it was the Soapwalla founder or Meow Meow Treat. So some founders have said they don't believe in it. Others have said, absolutely, I do believe in it.
Some even go so far as like Kaya Naturals, they have the underarm bar to help you detox. And then Schmitz has this amazing activated charcoal exfoliating soap. So you can do the double whammy.
Well, the thought being there that if you, you know, if you exfoliate and sort of clear out those glands that are holding that bacteria that's causing your sweat to smell, then you're going to smell less, which I think there's probably some logic to that. So what I'm saying is, having gone through the detox period, I'll probably stick with it for a while.
Okay, good.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And I think it's just about managing expectations. It's trial and error. Jamie says that herself in our interview that one that you are is your ride or die. It's not going to work for the next person because our pHs are all different.
Exactly.
What we're eating is all different. Our environments are different. So these all play into it. And we, you know, there's just no hard and fast rules. There is a lot of experimentation, but we hope that we gave you sort of the overview and gave you some inspo to try some new ones.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a cherry bomb, like a cherry bomb.